Thank you so much. How are we all doing, moms? Tired yet? Well, I'm just so thankful and honored to be here. Every time I come and I'm on this platform, I am just really humbled and honored that I get to share this platform with the love of my life, my biggest fan and biggest cheerleader. So thank you so much. Before I go into my message, I want to announce that we're back, women, ladies, to our women's retreat, October. So if you've ever been to our women's retreat, if you have not been to our women's retreat, you're missing out. We hope that you will join us. There are only 30 spots available. If you're really interested in coming along, we have a really great time. All of the information is on the website. You'll have to put a deposit down, but we'd love to be able to just to get together, to connect together in October. It is a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we get to do just a lot of great, great things. The most important thing we get to do is connect with each other, but more importantly, to connect with God. I want to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. She's not here. She's in sunny Clearwater, Florida. That's where she retired to. Yes, I know. It's painful for me. She's on the beach probably this morning, but just thankful for her life, thankful for her example. So way back in the 1900s, well, as my kids like to say now, those who are born in the 2000s, those of us who were born in like the 1900s are considered ancient. I was born in 1969, so now my kid, especially Josiah, loves to say, "Mom, you were born in the 1900s. In the 1900s. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's crazy. I can't believe it. Back in the 1900s, way back, I was at a nightclub called Shakers. Does anybody remember Shakers? Yes? You know, every time I say this, there's like fewer and fewer people that remember. So Shakers was a nightclub here in Middletown where the old Playtogs used to be. It's no longer there. They tore it down. But there I was asked by a blue-eyed cutie to dance. And I said, "Sure, I'll dance." So we danced a couple of songs. And then I said, "I need to go to the bathroom." So I went to the bathroom, and then I went home. And I hate that. I hate that I did that because I feel bad about that now. Back then, I was just like, it's all right. I just went home. Then probably a couple of days later, I was at the bookstore at Ock, and I hear, Ruth, and I turn around, it's him. And I'm like, "Oh, hi, how you doing?" He's like, "Hey, do you want to go to lunch?" And I said, no, I don't really want to go to lunch. So he's like, "Come on, go to lunch." I'm like, "No, I don't want to go to lunch." So he asked like a third time. I'm like, "Okay, we'll go to lunch." So he bought me to this really great restaurant. And those of you who have been here know, right? So Taco Bell. We went to Taco Bell, and yes, I know. That was funny. I know. Yeah, so we went to, and so it's funny because I remember telling Joey and Josiah, our first date was at Taco Bell, and I remember Joey, he was probably about 6 or 7, he goes, "Dad, you should have brought Mom to a better place, like Old Country Buffet." That was Joey's favorite place, Old Country Buffet. But all that to say that probably about a month or so later, I fell in love with this incredible guy. And then from that moment on, I did not want to be apart from him. Before cell phones, there were the calling cards. How many remember calling cards? Yes, we were born in the 1900s, right? The calling cards, the call waiting, the busy on the other end. Like, why are they on the phone? Why don't they hang up? right? So I just wanted to know all about him. I wanted to be with him. I wanted to spend time with him. I wanted to hear everything he had to say. 7 years after, it took him a while to propose. Almost 7 years. Can you imagine? He's lucky I waited that long. 7 years. Right? So 7 years. 32 years later. Woo! We'll be married 25 on June 21st. 25 years married. He says most of them happy, right? Most of them happily married. But all this to say, once again, is that we spent so much time together. I was able to get to know him. I was able to study him. I know what he's going to do as soon as he wakes up in the morning. I know what he's going to say before he says it. I know what he's going to wear. I know what he's thinking before he even thinks it. And that's all because I've been able to spend time with him. And he can probably say the same thing about me. God wants you and me to know him like that. And the only way that you and I are going to be able to get to know your Creator, the God of the heavens and the earth, is to spend time with him. We live in a crazy world. We live in a world that is very chaotic. It's uncertain. Things seem to be going crazy all around us. And now is a perfect time, church, to be able to discern, to recognize the voice of God. We have voices coming at us from all angles, don't we? Right, we have our spouses, right? We have our children, we have our responsibilities, we have our careers, we have our jobs, we have our hobbies, we have social media, we have all of these different voices coming at us all at once. And now more than ever, do we need to recognize the voice of God? When we can discern the voice of God, it's very hard to be swayed a different way. It's very hard to be discouraged. It's very hard to be depressed for long periods of time. Because when we can discern and recognize the voice of God, we know that we can have peace. We know that he is with us. We know that he fights for us. We know that he'll provide for us. Because that's what his word says. You know, the enemy, and there is an enemy, there is a devil, there is a Satan, and he wants to get you so distracted with all of the other voices so that you are discouraged and you're anxious. Don't raise your hands, but how many of us, by watching the news, just get really anxious? How many of us get depressed? I was driving in this morning, and I'm like, oh my gosh, our world is changing so fast. The things that I was certain about last month or last year or even 2 years ago, they're almost non-existent now. But if it wasn't for the voice of God, and if it wasn't for his word and his Holy Spirit, I could tell you I would have probably fallen apart. I would have been very, very discouraged, very, very depressed, very, very anxious, very stressed, if it weren't for the voice of God telling me, you're gonna be okay. I see the big picture. I've got it under control. I'm on the throne. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm here. John 10, verses 1 through 5 and verse 27. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We are his sheep. We are his children. He was speaking this to a group of people who were really having a hard time believing who he said he was. He was telling them, look, I know my kids, and my kids know me. And no matter what is going on, if I speak, they're going to follow. They're going to follow me. Well, how do I know, God? God, how do I know that it's you that's speaking to me? How do I know that it's you and not me, and not my emotions, and not just my own thoughts and my own head? It takes practice. I'm going to answer those questions in a few minutes. But it takes practice. It takes intentionality, being really intentional, being committed, desiring to hear the voice of God. So many times we put God on the back burner. I'm guilty of that. I get so busy. I get so distracted that I'm like, oh, God knows. God understands. God knows. He understands I'm busy. He knows I have this to do and that to do. He knows I'm stressed with this and I'm stressed with that. He understands. And we take God's grace. We take it for granted. And we put God on the back burner. But everything else and everyone else goes before God. God has given me everything I have ever dreamed or desired in my life. I don't need much anymore. I have an incredible husband. I have two incredible kids that by the grace of God, they're serving the Lord. I have a wonderful home. I have great neighbors. I have everything I want. I don't need anything else. But I do need his voice. In order for me to continue to walk this walk and live this life, I need to be able to discern the voice of God, to hear what he's telling me, so that I can guide my family, I can lead my family. The easy thing, church, the easy thing to do, the easy part, I should say, is his accessibility and the resources he has made available to us, his word. Right? His word, the Bible is a love letter, a love letter that he has written just for you and for me. His Holy Spirit. But the hard part is making the time. The hard part is making the time, taking the time to develop that relationship. You know, think about that first love. Think about when you were, wooing your spouse, right? What did you do? How you know, you set time, right? You made time. You got yourself ready. Well, God wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to get ourselves ready to be in his presence. And how do we do that? How do we discern? How do we recognize the voice of God? There are three things. Number one, read the Bible. How simple is that? We have the Bible anywhere we want. We have it on our phones. We have it on our computers. We have it at home. We have it on the shelf. We have it on the table. Excuse me. And sometimes many of us and some people have thought that, hey, the Bible really isn't relevant for today. The Bible isn't relevant for today. The Bible is for those people who lived long, long ago. But if you read the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, those are the Ten Commandments. Now, in the Ten Commandments, it talks about do not lie, do not steal, do not murder, honor your mother and father, keep the Sabbath holy, right? Worship God and God alone. Do not be jealous or covetous. How many of us can say, yeah, you know, we could probably use some of that today? If you have a hard time making a decision or trying to decipher whether it's God or not, align it with the Word of God. So if some of you or some of us or, hey, you know, maybe cheating on my taxes, God doesn't care about that. The government is awful anyway. What does the Word of God say about that? Do not steal. How about forgiveness? Oh, that's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Forgiveness. Ooh. Forgiving someone who's hurt us. Ugh. The Word of God says, forgive as I have forgiven you. How about when you're praying and you're doing your religious and your spiritual duty and God says, you've offended somebody, you've hurt somebody, I want you to stop what you're doing and I want you to go and ask them for forgiveness. That hurts too, right? But the Word of God says, be faithful in those things. Don't just read the Word, don't just hear the Word, but do the Word,
right?
God wants us to be doers of the Word. So when you feel like, I'm not sure if it's God, I don't know if it's the Lord talking to me, I don't know if it's really God, if it aligns with the Word of God, then it's the Lord. God brings encouragement and His Word brings peace, a lot of peace. And if you don't have peace, I say don't do anything, just wait. Just wait. So number one, read the Word. Number two, silence and solitude. For those of us who've been coming and listening online for a long time, we use the word silence and solitude a lot just to be able to get away from God, to get away with God, right? To get away in silence and solitude and being quiet in His presence. A lot of the times when I go into that silence and solitude moment, I feel like a water bottle with a lot of sediment and sand in there. And when we shake it, it's like all the sediment is just like, you know, swirling around. And it's only when we place that water bottle down that it begins to settle. And the more I spend in silence and solitude with God, the easier it becomes for that sediment to settle. I begin a lot of my time on my back deck. I'll sit out there and I just breathe in the presence of God. I just breathe in. I listen to the birds. I connect to God through nature. I'll sit on my bed sometimes and I'll just sit there for about 10, 15 minutes and just listen for the voice of God. I'll look for a verse. You know, there's the Bible app. I'm sure many of you know about the Bible app. There's also, I like to do the meditation through Abide. It's an app. I love that. It's about 2 to 3 minutes, and a lot of the times I begin with that. Also, the Pause app. The Pause app is awesome. It's anywhere from a minute to 10 minutes. These are things that are resources available to us to get us started. Praying and being silent and alone with God is one of the keys. So the first one is reading your Bible. Number two is the silence and solitude. A Catholic priest called Padre, which is Father Pio, he said this: today's society does not pray. That is why it is falling apart. Church, now this is not for just those of us who are beginning our journey. This is not for this is for all of us. This is for me as well as it is for you. Learning to pray. Praying people are peaceful people.
Right.
Have you ever met someone who is just so in tune with God that nothing shakes them?
Yeah.
Right? Like they're always smiling. They're always peaceful. They're just, you know, God is in control. I can't control my situation, but God can. Prayer is simply talking to God and then letting God talk to you. A lot of the times we think, you know, I have to be a pastor. I have to be I have to be a theologian. I have to pray a certain way. I have to say this prayer a certain way. Sorry. Sorry, guys. But we don't. You know what we need to do? What we need to be? Children of God. That's it. Our past doesn't define us. What we've done, what we thought. We don't have to have a degree. We don't have to have any of that. When you accept Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart, to be the Lord of your life, that's what qualifies you. Amen. That is what qualifies you. Yes. Yes. Number three, surround yourself with other believers. Yes. On Sundays, it's really, really hard to connect with each other, to do community together. We have Transform groups, which are opening up. These are groups where you will be with 12 to 15 other people, and you will learn to do life together. So I'm hoping that a lot of you, that many of you, if not all of you, have signed up to join one of them. But we all need people in our corner that are believers, amen, that are praying people, amen, that will pray for us, that will tell us the truth even when it hurts. Now, we all have that friend or those friends that will help you hide the body. We have those friends. We do. And we need them. We need those friends. But we need more than anything, we need friends who will tell us the truth in love. Those types of friends where they tell you the truth and you get really mad at them because they tell you the truth. And you're like, you know, I just don't want to talk to you anymore. Click, you hang up, right? And then probably 2-3 days later, you're like, you text them, hey, how you doing? You want to go out for some coffee? I love you, you know? Because you know that these are the people who are truly in your corner. These are the people that tell you the truth even when it hurts. These are the people who will encourage you, who will not lie to you, who will pray for you when you're down, who will pray for you when you're discouraged. Priscilla Shire says that we all need a friend with the ministry of Eli. Now in the Bible, in the book of Samuel, Eli is mentoring Samuel from a really young age. And he was a high priest in ancient Israel. He heard from God, and he would speak to the people what God spoke to him. Those are the people that you need in your corner. You need the type of people who are praying and say, you know what, this is what God said to me about. This is what you got to do in this situation. And then, of course, you, as being a follower of Jesus, you'll align that with the word of God, right? So how do I recognize or discern the voice of God? Number one, you get into the word. You get into the word of God. Number two, you set aside time for prayer and quiet time. Number three, you build community with other believers. And I'm going to add a fourth, and I didn't have this in my notes. Say worship. Because when you get into worship, there is something that happens in the supernatural. When you're singing to God, and sometimes I'll be doing that downstairs in my living room, and earbuds? Okay, I said headphones. That's a 1900s term. But yeah, it's earbuds. What are they? AirPods, see? And I'm singing downstairs, and I'll feel someone tapping me on my shoulder. Mom, you're a little loud. Okay. But worshiping to the God of the universe, the God of heaven and the God of earth, your creator. There is nothing better. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what you sound like. He doesn't. Just that you're spending time with him in worship. Just that you're spending time with him in prayer, in silence, just because you want to get to know him, not because you need anything. Church, the best gift that you can give your family, students, the best gift that you can give yourself is learning to recognize the voice of God. When you learn to decipher, discern, recognize the voice of God, you're not going to be easily swayed. You're not. The enemy will tell you one thing, but you know God's word, and because you know God's word, you're not going to fall for it. You're going to say, I know who my God is. I know what his word says. And if you don't know it, look it up. Seek counsel from your spiritual leaders, from your parents, from a friend, from a pastor. These are people who are in your corner, who are just trying to cheer you on. Life is hard. Life is crazy. Our kids are living in a world unlike any. I never ever thought that my kids would ever be in this, living in this type of world, ever. Ever. But the one thing that I know for sure is that my God will never fail. He won't fail us, right? God will never fail us. God will not abandon us. The world may be falling apart, but God is not falling apart. You know, this world in its form is not a surprise to God. God knew what was going to happen. God knew what was coming. But now is the time, church, like never before, to hear the voice of God, to get yourself in the word, to get yourself in prayer, to get yourself discerning and hearing the voice of God, because our families are depending on that. As parents, and I'm speaking to moms and dads in this room, grandparents right now, we have to teach, model, first of all, model what it is to discern, recognize the word, the voice of God, but then to do the word of God. Because when they are faced with opposition, when they're faced with doubt and fear and all kinds of craziness coming against them, they're going to be grounded in the word because they saw you doing it. They're going to be grounded in the word because they saw you do it. You know, the time for playing games is over. It's done. It's over. There's no more playing church. There's no more playing Christian church. The signs of the times are there. We're seeing them. And some of us are like, oh man, I see it. I see it and it's clear. So now it's time to arm ourselves with the word. Amen. Put on that armor that God talks about, right? Putting that armor in our helmet and in our breastplate and carrying the sword of the Spirit and being the church, but not just being the church, being followers of Jesus and doing the word of God. Because there's no room for anxiety in my home. No. Not because of what's happening in the world. Mm-mm. There's no room for it. And anytime we see it, we pray it out. Because we know who is causing the anxiety and who is causing the stress and what it wants to do to my family. And there are mama bears in this room, and it's time, mama bears and papa bears, to rise up and operate in the authority that God has given to you. He's given you authority. The time for games is over. Now it's time to rise up and to fight for your families, to hear the voice of God and then be doers of the word. That is the greatest gift that you can give to your family, the greatest gift that you can give to your children. Discern the voice of God, recognize his voice, and then do the word. Through reading the Bible, spending time in silence and solitude, and then building community with one another. Let's pray.